Hey, you know what sounds super good?
What?
Gelato.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Did you know the Medici family helped create gelato?
What?
That's crazy.
What's up? Today we're going to be talking about the Medici family with Leah and Anna. So Leah, let's start off with some background.
The Medici family first attained wealth in the 13th century through success in commerce and banking. Four popes came from the Medici family, and their genes were also mixed into many of Europe's royal families, which is pretty cool. It all started in the 12th century when family members immigrated to Florence, Italy. The Medici family ruled the city of Florence throughout the Renaissance. They had a major influence on the growth in the Italian Renaissance through their patronage of the arts and humanism.
That's pretty cool, and I know that their family is pretty big, but I know that some are more important than the others. So do you know of any who are, like, more important?
Yeah, so even though there are a lot of people in this family, we're going to be talking about the four main people that we think were important in the Renaissance. Giovanni di Vici de' Medici, I know, a tongue twister, was born in 1360, and surprisingly, he wasn't born into wealth. He started working in bank management with Vieri di Cambio de' Medici, and Vieri taught him everything he knew about banking, and once Vieri died, Giovanni took over the bank and founded the Medici Bank. In 1402, Giovanni opened a wool factory in Florence. In 1408, he opened a second factory, not just for wool, but also for trading spices, olive oil, silk, jewelry, silver, and other goods, which brought the family a lot of wealth. He was a member of two guilds, the Arte della Lana and Arte del Cambio. And a guild, if you don't know, is a medieval association of craftsmen of or merchants, often having considerable power. He was also the prior for Florence, for the Florence government in 1402, 1408, 1411, and 1421. In 1386, he married Picarda Bury, and they had kids who carried on the family legacy even after Giovanni died.
I have another tongue twister for you. Giovanni di Lorenzo de' Medici, or Pope Leo X, was created a cardinal at age 13 and became the Pope in 1513, which is pretty wild. And he was a patron of the arts and education, and he also founded a Greek college in Rome. And he also began rebuilding St. Peter's Church. But to do this, to raise money for the project, he sold indulgences that forgave people for the sins that they had committed. But Martin Luther, who was like a monk from Wittenberg, was very angry with Pope Leo for raising money this way, because he believed that it was wrong for people to buy forgiveness for sins that they had committed. So he nailed a paper with all of his opinions to the door of Leo's church. It was pretty risky. But then Leo ordered Luther to stop making trouble. And so his attempt to keep Luther quiet had the opposite effect, because Luther, like, now started making statements about other issues, Like, at that time, people believed that the Pope was unable to make any mistakes or fail, but Luther was convinced that Leo was wrong to sell indulgences. So Luther argued that the Pope can make mistakes. So then Pope Leo, or Giovanni di Lorenzo de' Medici, died in 1521 at 38, so he was a pretty young boy. Another important person of the Medici family was Lorenzo de' Medici, or Lorenzo the Magnificent. And he was considered to be the most brilliant of the Medicis, and he was a Florentine statesman, ruler, and patron of the arts and letters. And he was viewed as one of the great patrons of the Renaissance, where the arts flourished in the Golden Age. And he ruled Florence with his brother Giuliano from 1469 to 1478. And after the Latter-day Saints assassination, the crowd stood by the Medicis and actually ended up tearing the assassins by their limbs, so they died, which was good, I guess. But he was considered the wise, or the needle on the Italian scales, and ruled again from 1478 to 1492. And his patronage of the arts was legendary, and people who were under his protection were, I don't know if you've heard of them, you probably have, were Botticelli and Leonardo da Vinci.
The next person I'll be talking about is Giovanni's son, Cosimo de' Medici, who was born in 1389. He was also known as Cosimo the Elder, and he is the founder of the Medici dynasty and the father of the Renaissance. Cosimo de' Medici became the Grand Maestro, or the leader of Florence, and he was the greatest private patron of his time and one of the wealthiest in his time. He increased his father's banking and trading business, but he also loved culture and art and spent his earnings on enriching Florence. He loved propaganda and the value of architecture and sculpture. Some of the people that he supported were the sculptor Donatello and the architect Brunelleschi. Cosimo worked to create peace in northern Italy through the creation of a balance of power between Florence, Venice, and Milan, and discouraged outside powers from invading. So, Anna, what's the lasting impact of the Medici family, not only on the Renaissance, but also in today's world?
Well, Leah, the Renaissance may not have occurred without them because they used untold riches to support the arts. They also ruled the city of Florence all throughout the Renaissance, and they influenced the growth of the Renaissance through their patronage of the arts and humanism. They were also wool merchants and bankers, which were both businesses that were like very profitable, and the family became really wealthy based off of that. They also invented the middle class, like most people today are middle class, or not most, I don't know. But they also helped invent modern banking because they made financial innovations of the time very popular, and they also found some sneaky ways of charging interest, which was usury, which was a sin according to the Catholic Church, like making a loan in one currency and having it be repaid in another, which let the exchange rate add a few percentage points of profit. So I guess that was bad. But also, modern politics would be nothing without them, because many of the Medicis ruled as Benedictine dictators, and the people of Florence didn't really care as long as the endless stream of festivals continued.
Thanks for watching! See you next time! Bye.